Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
After 10:30 a.m., the seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's most awarded large SUV ever. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer.
You're listening to Sports Day.
Yeah, that you are. It's 6:30. If you're with us in Adelaide on SENSA, it is just ticked over 6 o'clock. Well, Sunday was just a huge day, Jared, and I got so excited by a couple of really old records that absolutely got smashed by a couple of our guru marathon runners, and they are now world-class. One of which joins us, his name is Brett Robinson, Victoria's own, who just broke Australia's 36-year-old marathon record, previously held by the great Robert DiCostella. Brett, thanks so much for your time and congratulations.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
It's been torturous for you, mate, to get to this point, to put it honestly. I know you've battled physical and I'm sure mental demons to get to this point. Can you document what the last couple of years has been like to lead you to this point?
Well, this has been my eighth marathon, and pretty much every time I've thought I was capable of running close to the Australian record, and you find out pretty quick that the marathon is a very tough event. These stitch problems that I was getting and just every single race hindering me, and finally I was able to get on top of it, but it's been like 3-4 years in the process.
I know you hate talking about this stitch issue and everyone asks you about it. That's in the running community, but we've got a little bit of a different audience. So I'd love to explain to Jared and our audience, you know, how it has been, what it's felt like, and the treatment options and the paths that you've gone down to get on top of this.
Yeah, well, so pretty much what happens is most marathons around the 20-25K mark, I start to get this pain in my ribs, kind of just like a normal stitch you get as a kid, but kind of done all these tests, and it's really hard to figure out what a stitch is because no one actually knows what causes a stitch. And then when you go into the doctor and go, oh, I've got a stitch, they're like, well, it's not hurting now. It was hurting a couple of weeks ago in my race. So it's really hard to kind of figure out what's causing it. Had seen some specialists, did every single scan you can get, seen all different doctors, physios and everything, and kind of started to get on it a bit more this year with just how my spine moves, and thinking that I probably can't really, my spine's not really moving to the right. But still getting this like irritation in the rib joint is what they really think it is. And I'm still not on top of it, but when I ran London 9 weeks ago, I kind of got it and I just started doing this different breathing and just to see, and just worked. And then so when I came into the race on Sunday, I was like, all right, as soon as I get the stitch, I'm just going to do that. And it just happened to, like, I got the stitch, but it only ever got to like 20-30% pain instead of usually just like debilitating.
So what's the difference in the breathing?
So I just remember this thing as a kid that, like, when I was probably like 13, 14 years old, and you would get like a little stitch probably because you'd come home from school, eat some ice cream, and then go to training. Mm. And someone told me, like, breathe out and stamp your left foot and breathe in twice and then breathe out hard, which I'd kind of never really thought of. And then I was just in London. I was like, all right, let's try it. So, like, 2 days deep breaths in and then just breathe out as quick as I could. And I think it kind of relaxes your diaphragm.
Okay.
Is that hard to do when you're running at 3-minute pace for 2 hours over 42Ks?
Yeah, definitely. It's and you feel like an idiot. Even the people looking around at me going, what's this guy doing? Like breathing like this. Like it's a bit stupid. And you kind of just want to concentrate on the race. But if it's not going to give me the stitch, then I'm happy to do it.
This barrier has been haunting runners of your generation for so long. We're talking 36 years. Now, technology has improved, certainly physically, and training methods have certainly, I'm sure, improved, as well as footwear technology, which we can talk about a little bit. But why has no one been able to? I mean, 209's been the measure. You've completely smashed that. But have you got a theory on why all these old school runners like Deke and Mona have held a record like this for so long?
Yeah, they were tough back in the day. But I think as well, like back then, like Mona and Deke, they ran marathons when they were like 22, where we went through an age in everyone wanted to be a track runner. So in say 2000s, 2010s, everyone wanted to be a track runner. So they were staying at the track until they'll get to like 30, and then they would go, all right, I'm going to go to the marathon. Well, I didn't want to do that. I kind of went to the marathon when I was like 26, which is still like later than Deakin Monarch, but it kind of gave me those years where I'm still running my best that I can run the marathon, where I think the other guys were just waiting too long and their bodies were starting to break down and then go, all right, let's try to run 200K a week, and they just couldn't get through the training.
So what's a week look like for you when you're leading up to a marathon? How many Ks would you do?
Anywhere between 180 and 210 probably.
And at what sort of clip?
So probably most of my easy running is about 4 minute Ks.
Yep.
And then about three times a week, I'll be doing a good amount at 3 minute Ks. On a Friday, I'll probably tick out at maybe a 63, 64 minute half marathon in training.
Which is going pretty flat stick. So when you're actually, when the starter's gun goes off, what's your strategy? Yeah. Do you like running in a pack? Do you like getting to the front? Do you like trailing?
Definitely getting in the pack. So with Fukuoka, we knew it was going to be a little bit windy out on the course.
Yep.
But we knew the pack was going to be 20, 30 people. So I was like, all right, let's just get in the middle of the pack, let the other guys do the work. And it's such a long race that if you're at the front, kind of concentrating on the pace the whole time, it's just tiring mentally. So I just kind of get in, switch off, like think about different things, and then just run along, and then hopefully once the paces drop out and the fuel starts breaking up a little bit, it's not too far to go, and hopefully you're feeling okay.
So are you thinking about winning, or are you thinking about just surviving, or are you thinking about your best time?
I think if at the start, it's just doing kind of the race plan, like getting your drinks, just being relaxed as possible. Once you get past like 30K, then you can start thinking about, all right, what time am I going to run, then thinking about winning. But I think if you start thinking about winning too early, the marathon, it kind of takes care of itself. So you can go in with a plan, but you don't know what's going to happen after 30K. Like, things get tough, and if you're not running smart, then the wheels can come off.
Robbo, I've admired your confidence. So you've got a healthy dose of confidence. I think I'd be accurate in saying that. So, I mean, how fast can you go?
I feel really good on the weekend. I thought at 30K, I was like probably 32K. I'm like, I think I can run 2:06:30 here. And then the last 5K got tired. But I think my next goal will be trying to run sub 3 minute Ks. So that's about 2:06:30. But I think I could run maybe sub 2:06 one day.
Which would be frightening, because we've just been speaking about a Richmond player who won the 2K time trial in 6:15, and you're going to go much quicker than that for 42. I understand it's a different sport. Hey, remiss of us not to mention your
teammate.
They've got
20, 30 kilos on me as well.
There's no doubt about that, maybe a bit more. It would be remiss of us not to mention Sinead Diver, who we will at some stage get on this program because she's one of my favourite athletes of all time. Then she, 5 hours after you broke the men's record, she broke the women's record, and she's got a different story in her own right, and we'll get to that when she joins us. But how proud were you of her performance?
Yeah, I was super proud. I don't know, I thought it was all my day, and then I hear the news she kind of too. But no, I was very happy for her. Like, I'm training partners with her, and done a lot of my training in the lead up to this together. So I was so happy for her. It's amazing what she's doing, and just like to break that record by so much. She's amazing.
What sort of footwear do you use?
So we've got like the new super shoes, which are the Nike Vaporflies.
How many Ks would you run before you change them over?
In my my easy running shoes, I probably maybe 600 Ks. In the shoes I race in, not much. Maybe like the ones I actually will race in, probably 100 K.
And how much water do you go on?
Once I've done a couple of races in them, then I might start using it for training a bit more.
Yep. And how much water would you lose?
A few kilos. Yeah, it's even like it was pretty cold. Like, it would have been 12, 13 degrees, but okay. I reckon I would lose still a couple of liters nearly.
Robbo, before we let you go, you turn your running into a business as well. I do enjoy your podcast for those runners out there. For the Kudos is its name, and you've got a magazine now as well. Give it a quick plug for those that are interested in the sport.
Yeah, we got So For the Kudos is pretty much me and my old housemate, one of my training partners, Joel. We just talk about running and just kind of joke around and make fun of each other, but just go through our training pretty much. And yeah, and then we just put out an online newsletter called The Blue Line, and we're just got a couple of writers and just talking about running news and just kind of, I think running needs a lot of more publicity. So we've got a lot of good runners on the ground, so just trying to do that a bit more.
Yeah, no, we are stacked for Australian runners at the moment. It was an incredible weekend, and there's so much on the horizon as well in the running world in the lead up to the 2024 Summer Olympics, which you will absolutely be at the forefront of. Couldn't be any happier for you, mate. We appreciate you sharing your story with us today, and we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Brett Robinson broke the Australian marathon record held by Robert Di Castella in Fukuoka over the weekend, running a time of 2:07:31, which equates to 3.01 seconds for 42 Ks, and it absolutely blows my mind.
What's Derek? Your best time for the marathon?
2:34, which, yep. So I'm going at about, that's about 3:39 yep. per K. So he's running 40 seconds quicker or 39 seconds quicker
per K.
Over 42 Ks. And just the work that they put in, like he mentioned the 180 to 200 Ks per week. It's just, it is phenomenal. So anyway, I hope the runners that follow the program or those that love their sports got a little bit out of that. You are listening to Sports Day. It's for Kia, the all-new 7-seat Kia Sorento large SUV. And for Maccas, El Macco is back. Still plenty more to get through as well. We've got Mark Duffield coming up. Andrew Westacott's going to speak some MotoGP for us as well with some exciting announcements and plenty of time for you to have your say. That number, 1300 736 736. We'll be back after this.